While we're waiting for Aaron to join, just a ha'ara from the end of last year, we were talking about making brachos while someone is intoxicated. Again, I should certainly stress the importance of, or the dangers of getting drunk. Many averos could happen, as I guess we've seen. Anyone who learns Navi and Chumash knows that. And you know, to it would certainly be a terrible avlof in order to fulfill the inyan of adeloyada. Person gave up on the mitzvah d'oraisa of birkas hamazon and kriyashma and ma'ariv. So you're giving up a derabanan, giving up a d'oraisa for something that probably isn't even a derabanan. So so that goes without saying. But anyway, we talked about the middle level of shasui, right? We saw that shasui lechatchila shouldn't daven. B'diavet, if he davens, it's valid. And according to the pashtos lechatchila, he could bench. So what is considered shasui? So the Gemara says that if you drink a revius, you're shasui. The Gemara says if you walk a mill, so yefig yeno, that's a whole sugya in Erevin, samach dalet amid beis. So it's hard to know if how that relates to nowadays. Maybe our wines are different. So lamaisa, as long as you feel, I think, a little bit mevulvul from your drink, so then you shouldn't daven lechatchila. And once daito tzlula, then you could daven. That's what it sounds like from Simen Tzadi Tesif Gimel and Mishnah Berurah Oz Beis. But the Rama says that since we're in nismai bekavana betfila, so then we're not so medaktik. And therefore, if you're a little bit shasui, you're allowed to daven, especially because we have a sitter, and there's less of a concern you'll be mevalvel betfilaso. So lechatchila, obviously, a person shouldn't do that, but if you're concerned that you'll miss this man, then it's mutter. And some posts can even say that if you would otherwise lose tefillah b'tzibur, it's mutter. There's a discussion in that in Sefer Ishe Yisrael, Parak Chaf Beis, Os Yad Ches. Okay, so now let's go back to today's sugya. So we started Simen Kuf Pei Vav last time, and the first thing we talked about was whether Nashim are Chayavos in Birkas Hamazon. We saw three views, either they're Chayavos Midoraisa, they're Chayavos Midrabanan, or it's a Safek, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that it's a Safek. This question relates to another very important question, which is the principle of Yatza Motzi for Birkas Hamazon. There's a machlokas. If someone ate a kezias, could he be Motzi someone who ate Kedei Svia? Let's assume for the moment that someone who ate a kezias was only chayv midrabanan. So the Ramban says, well, if you're chayv derabanan, you can't be motzi someone that's midoraisa. How do we know that? We know that from the Gemara that we talked about last time, the Gemara from Daf Chav. The Gemara assumes that if a woman's chayv is midoraisa and midrabanan in Birkas Hamazon, she's not chayv is midoraisa. She couldn't be motzi a man. So what does that teach us? That teaches us someone's chayv derabanan can't be motzi someone who's chayv midoraisa. So too, if a man is only chayv midrabanan, let's say it a kezias, so he could be motzi another man who ate bichtei svia. And in the olden days, when leading a zimun would mean being motzi the other people, so that means he couldn't lead the zimun. Now, the Ramban says, well, 1 second, but we know that you could lead a zimun if you've already eaten a kezias. That's the Mishnah on our Perek. On Daf Mem Ches, it tells us that someone who's eaten a kezias, the way we paskin, could lead the zimun. So the Melchamo says, well, that proves to us that someone who ate a kezias must actually be chayv midoraisa. Because otherwise, how could someone lead the zimun if he's only chayv midrabanan? Aye, but the Gemara Daf Chaf on the base, Rabbi Avira says, heim hechmir al atzman. For a kezias who kebeitza, that shows us that a kezias is midirabanan chayev. So the answer is that the Gemara in Daf Mem Ches teaches us from a drasha that a kezias is chayev midoraisa. And we saw this is the view of the Ravid, that it's a machlokas in Sugyos, and we paskin that you're chai of midoraisa berkas hamazon with kezayis. Otherwise, it couldn't be that you could lead a zimun with eating only a kezayis. The Bahag also learns like the Ramban in the Ravid. He also says that someone who is chayav in Birkas HaMazon Midrabanan cannot be mosi someone who's chayav midoraisa. It's just he takes the opposite conclusion. He says, well, then it must be that you can't lead a zimun. You can't be mosi someone else unless you are both chayav on the same level. So if the other person ate kedei svia, then you would have to eat kedei svia, because after all, the Gemara implies, the Pasuk implies, you're only chayav midoraisa for Birkas HaMazon if you ate kedei svia. But how does the Mishnah say that if you ate a kezayis, you could be mezamein? That's talking about a case where everybody else also ate a kezayis or only ate, didn't eat kedei svia. According to the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam is also of this view. He quotes a tshuva, tshuvas a Rambam. So again, according to this, according to everybody we've seen thus far, only someone chayav midoraisa can be motzi someone midoraisa. And that's why, that we see mefurish from Daf Chaf, Nashim, if they're chayavos midrabanan, can't be motzi a man if he's chayav midoraisa. And two ways to deal with that. The Ramban Ravid say, oh, must be that everyone is chayav midoraisa with a kezayis. Or the Bahag Rambam say, must be that to be motzi, to lead a zimun, and be motzi people that are chayav midoraisa, you also have to be chayav midoraisa. However, Tosfos on Daf Chaf rejects this view of the Bahag. It says that the Bahag can't be correct from the story of Yanai. Remember, Yanai, in that story, he was motzi other people that were full, right? Remember the story? There were the Yanai and his blokes, and presumably they were full. It's the king, right? So they didn't have anyone who knows how to bench. Who's going to bench for us? He already killed out all the chachamim. And his wife, who was the brother, whose brother was Shimon ben Shetach, says, you know, if you promise not to kill him, I'll bring one out. She whips out Shimon ben Shetach. They first give him a cup of wine. He makes a bracha, he drinks it, then he's motzi them. So we paskin Shimon ben Shetach lagar me'avid with respect to the idea that he could be motzi them even though he'd need bread. But with respect to the basic halacha, that someone who only ate a sheer kezayis could be motzi everybody else. You see that someone who ate a kezayis could be motzi people that are chayav midoraisa. So the Bahag must be wrong from that story of Shimon ben Shatach, and the Ramban is wrong because the Gemara sounds clearly that kezayis is drabanan. So must be that actually someone who's only chayav midrabanan could be motzi someone who is chayav midoraisa. There's also the of Rashi. Rashi says on Daf Mem Ches that someone who ate a kezayis could be motzi someone who is chayav midoraisa, even though it's only a sheer dirabanan. So Rashi asks, but what about Rashi and Daf Mem Ches asks, what about the Gemara and Daf Chaf? So he says, No. It's only by a katan that he can't be motzi acherim. Why? Because the chiv isn't on him, it's on the father. So yes, a katan, even though a katan is chayev, midrabanan al tzchinach, katan can't be motzi a gadol, because that's not the chiv on a katan, it's the chiv on the father. Tosa says, well, if that's true, so then why could a katan be motzi the father if the father ate a kezayis? Right, the Gemara says on Daf Chaf that a katan be motzi the father if he ate a kezayis, if the father's not chayav of midoraisa, the father ate a kezayis. But why should that be? The katan isn't mechuyav at all. The mitzvah's on the father. So Tosa says no. Actually, the whole reason why someone can't be motzi the rabbim, well, let's say it the other way. The reason why someone who ate a kezayis, even as only chayav midrabanan, can be motzi the rabbim is medin arvos. And the din of arvos, that's the din of yatzamotzi, the din that says that even if I have fulfilled my mitzvah, I can be motzi, even if I fulfilled my mitzvah, I am arev to you, meaning to say, the way some Rishonim put it is, I haven't even fully fulfilled my mitzvah because you haven't fulfilled your mitzvah. I'm responsible for you. I'm like an arev, I'm like a cosigner. There are different formulations in Rishonim. We'll get back to that actually in a moment. But basically, my chiyuv is not complete, and therefore I am able to be motzi you in a mitzvah, even if I already fulfilled my mitzvah, right? La mashal ma davar doma. Let's say I already fulfilled my mitzvah, Kriyas and Megillah, and I'm going to the hospital and visiting somebody in the hospital who hasn't heard Megillah. So I could be motzi them. Why? Because of arvos. Yatza motzi. I go ahead, I already made kiddush. Now a guest comes to my house, he hasn't made kiddush yet, doesn't want to make kiddush. I could be motzi them. Yatza motzi. Why is that? That's based off of arvos. This is also the view of the Rush, Brachos, Perek Gimel, Siman Yud Gimel, and he adds, well, one second. Why is it that a woman couldn't be motzi a man if the woman is not chayeves mid'oraisa? Why don't we say arvos? So says the Rush, very simple, because there's no arvos for nashim. There's no arvos for nashim. Delo dami le'ish sha'arev hu ba'avura. A female is not like a male, because a male is arev hu ba'avura. V'alav hu latzilam min ha'avon v'leftorosam min ha'mitzvos. It's upon the man to be matzil the other man from his sin of not benching and to pater him from the mitzvos. Aval isha eina b'chlal arvos. L'chach eina motziya elami shechiyuvo midrabanan. Therefore, a woman could be motzi a man if the man is chayv midrabanan, but not if he's chayv midraisa. Now, there's a famous machlokas achronim how to understand this principle of the Rush of leka arvos benashim. So, to better understand this, let's go back to the idea of arvos. What's the idea of arvos? So, as we mentioned, the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah says that klal kol sheino muchliyav bedavar. Someone who's not mechuyev in a mitzvah can't be motzi others. Rashi explains, but if you are mechuyev bedavar, even though you've already been yotzei, then you can't be motzi acherim. Rashi explains, kol Yisrael arevim zeb zeb mitzvos. So why would there not be arvos benashim? So it's because of what the Gemara says in Sota. The Gemara says over there, Ein lecha mitzvah mitzvah shebetorah shelo nechrasu alea arba im ushmone brisos shel sheish meos elef v'shloshes alafim v'chamish meos v'chamishim nimtza l'chol echa v'echa mishral sheish meos elef v'shloshes alafim v'chamish meos v'chamishim, meaning to say there are 600,000 and change people in Arvos Moav that were mekabel Arvos. Okay, well, the number 600,000 doesn't include women, so maybe arvos is only for men. Now that seems to be the assumption of the Tzlach, because the Tzlach asks Akasha, says, one second, if there's no arvos for nashim, I have Akasha Nirash. How was Shimon ben Shetach motzi eishes yanai? She was also full. And if she's chayavas midoraisa, remember, there's a suffix in the Gemara whether women are chayavas midoraisa. Let's assume that they are chayavas midoraisa. So how could he be motzi her? There's no arvos, right? In other words, the Rush's beautiful answer explained why a man could be motzi another man, even though the mezamein, the mevarech, is chayav midrabanan, and the other person is chayav midoraisa because of arvos. But if there's lek arvos benashim, so then al hatzad that nashim archayos midoraisa and berakas hamazon, there's no way Yanai, who is not chayev midoraisa, could be Shimon b'shatach, who is not chayev midoraisa, could be motzi eishes Yanai, who is chayev midoraisa. That's the kasha of the tzlach. Now, what do we see from his kasha? We see from his kasha that even though women are chayeves midoraisa, al hatzad that nashim are chayeves midoraisa mirkas hamazon, still there's no arvos. And therefore, it doesn't make sense why shema b'chetach to be motzi eishes yanai. Because lek arvos b'nashim means that the principle of cholesterol of Avon Zelos isn't shayach to nashim. And since in order for someone who's chayev midrabanan to be motzi someone who's chayev midoraisa, you need arvos, like the Rosh says, memela, there's no way Shimon b'chetach to be motzi his sister in birkas hamazon. That is the kasha of the tzlach. The tzlach is l'shitaso in the Dagum Yervava on Hilchos Kiddush. It's commenting on the Magen Avraham Resh Ayin Aleph's base. And he assumes the same thing, yes, a kasha over there. But the Prima Gadim says that's not so pasha. If we look at the Rosh Yosef, he says, no. That's not the pshat in the rush. The pshat in the rush is that there's no arvus for nashim al hatzad that they're not chayavos in berkas hamazon midoraisa. If women aren't equally chayav to men, in other words, they're not chayavos in berkas hamazon midoraisa, then you're right. Then there's no arvus. That's why a woman couldn't be motzi a man because she's not chayavos. The concept of arvus means if I'm chayav in the mitzvah. Just like you, it's just that right now I'm not chayev because I didn't eat kedei sviya, I only ate a kedei kizayas. So then that's why a woman can't be motzi man because she's not chayeves. But if she is chayeves, of course we say arvas. Of course we say arvas, right? Remember, what's Tosis is in the Rosh's whole mahalich? Really, be'etzem, you could be motzi somebody else even if you ate nothing in Birkas HaMazon because of the principle of Yatzimotzi. It's just a technicality. You can't say nivarech she'achalnu because you didn't eat. But if you ate at least a kezayis, then you could say nivarech she'achalnu, you could be motzi even though you only chayv in a kezayis, only chayv in a rabbanon. But that's because as a person, you're chayv midoraisa, so we say arvas. So if women are chayavos midoraisa berkas hamazon, then of course they're bechalal arvos. And of course it makes sense that Shimon ben Shetach, even though he's only chayav midrabanan, could be moti his sister, even if she's chayavos midoraisa. So what do we see? We see a fundamental dispute how to understand lek arvos b'nashim. Now, you'll ask me, but one second. Tzlach's assumption makes sense because women were not Bechlal the Shishim Rebo. So actually, if you look in the Tzlach, he points out, or in the Dagmar Vava, he points out that no, you could really understand that Gemara in Sota two ways. His Lashon is Ha'im Anashim Shekiblu Arvos Bahar Grizin Bahar Eval Nis Arvu Gam Be'ad Nashim Vim Kain Shapir Motzi Ha'ish Es Ha'isha Af Shikvar Yatza. O Dilma, Keshem Shahanashim Lo Nechnesu Bechlal Arvos, Kach Lo Kiblu Hanashim Arvos Bishvil Hanashim. Two ways to understand it. In other words, did the men accept Arvos for anyone who's Chayev, Midoraisa, in which case, then of course it makes sense that Shimon ben Shetach could be motzi his sister, even though she's Chayev as Midoraisa, or no? The men only accepted arvos for men. They accepted arvos for each other, but not for women. So we don't know what the Rush meant when he said nashim bechlal arvos. So the Prima Gadim says it just means that in the event that women aren't chayavos, so then there's no arvos. But in the event that women are chayavos, so of course the 600,000 people accepted arvos upon anyone who's equally chayev. That's the Prima Gadim's understanding. It's also the view of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Akiva Eiger, as I mentioned, is a Magen Avraham Resh Ayin Aleph base, and he says that's what the Rush means. When he says there's no arvos for nashim, it means when nashim aren't chayavos. Now, how would then know to be Yehuda be mitaretz the raya from Shimon ben Shetach, right? Rav Kivegar is a great raya from Shimon ben Shetach, that Shimon ben Shetach could be motzi his sister, even though she is chayavis midoraisa and he wasn't. So the Tzlach actually answers that question. He says that since Shimon ben Shetach was motzi yanai v'chaveirav midin arvos, agav, he could also be motzi his sister, even though it's not bechlal arvos, some, I guess midin shomea ka'ona. Rav Kiv Eger brings a raya to a shita that there is arvos for nashim when they're chayavos, because it says that the wife of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion was punished because she wasn't mocha bebaila al shehaga sashem beosios. So if you say she's not bechlal arvos, then she shouldn't be punished for his averos. Must be that women are bechlal arvos when they're chayavim equally. What would the Dalgo Mirvavas respond? Maybe that's different. Maybe that's ishto kegufo. Or maybe with respect to the lav, the Rush would agree. Maybe because there's a chiyav of tochacha, that's why she was held accountable. So I think you could be doch of the rise. That last ta'ara, that she was responsible, atzalhiv tochacha, the chida answers. So that's the machlokas. Now, what is the nekudas machlokas between Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Dagon Mirvava? So the Madani Yantif on our Rush explains very beautifully that their machlokas is how to understand arvos, and this is already a machlokas rishonim. The Ran writes that the geder of arvos, of yatza motzi, is that it's ki'ilu, I am not yotze, until you fulfilled your obligation. It's like I'm still in the chuy of bedavar. The Ran's lashon is, the kevan shelo yatza chaveiro, kimi shelo yatza hudami. That's option one. The other way to understand yatza motzi and arvos is it's a new din. It's a din that you can be motzi others even though you're not mechuyev. That's perhaps the mashmos of the Ritva. He compares it to ke'arev ha'poreya chov chaveiro. In other words, just like even though it's your chov, if I'm an arev, I could pay your debt. So too, there's a din. Even though I'm yotzei, I could be motzi you. It's not the pshat that it's because I'm still mechuyev bedavar. So how does that play out? So says Abadane Melech, that Tzlach holds like the Ran, that the motzi is considered ki'ilu, he's lo yatza, right? So then it makes sense that we're not going to apply arvos at all. According to Rav Kivi Eger, he learns like the Ritva. It's a din chadash that you can be motzi someone else, even though you're not mechuyev, as long as they're mechuyev. Okay, not sure if it's mechuyev or not, the achronim of other biurim, but that's the bottom line. What is the bottom line, I should say? Halach l'maisa, do we pass on? Do we pass on the Eger? Do we pass on like the Tzlach? So the problem is that there's a stira in the Mishnah Berurah about this. Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Kiddush, pasuk like Rabbi Akiva Eger, there's arvos for Nashem, and that's why it's no issue to be motzi your wife, even if she is chayavas midoraisa in Kiddush and you're not. That could be seen in the Shaar Tzion, Simen Resh Ayin Aleph Sif Katan Tes. The problem is in Hilchos Megillah, he seems to be sosur himself in the Bir Halacha over there. And by the way, this might also be a nafgamina for Gerim. Why? Tzarfati just told me a very interesting shaila he once had. There was a ger, he's still alive, he knows him, who wasn't well on Purim. So he wanted to be motzi him in Kriya. So Megillah, he couldn't go to Shul. Okay, so great. So what would you normally do? Rabbi Tzarfati would go to Shul in the morning, hear the Megillah, and then come over to his friend, the ger, and be motzi him. He wouldn't want to just be motzi him lechatchila because he wants to be motzi his mitzvah b'tzibor. The better way to fulfill the mitzvah b'tzibor Megillah is with the tzibor. So he would first go to Shul and then be motzi him. Now, to be motzi another man, that would be no problem normally because of arvos, yatza motzi. So even though he fulfilled his mitzvah of kriyas megillah, he could be motzi the other fellow. But if you hold there's no arvus for gerim, now why wouldn't you think there's no arvus for gerim? So Rashi says in Sota, I think. Let me see that Rashi. It's on the Gemara of Kashin Gerim Kisapachas. So Rashi says that, you know why that's true? And very interesting idea. You know why that's true? Why is it Kisapachas? Because there's no Arvos. Rashi, Nida Yud Gimel on the base. So he says there's no Arvos for Gerim. What do you mean there's no Arvos? Very simple. Because they were also not in the bris, right? They're not amongst the among the 600,000. He's arguing there with his rabbi. So he says over there that what's the pshat of kasha gerim lisol kisapachas, right? Which is a gemara yevamos mem zayin amud aleph. So he says over there in nida yud gimel amud beis, it's because they don't fulfill the mitzvahs. So then he says, sorry, I didn't say the whole Rashi right, if I recall. Rashi says like this. It's because they don't do the mitzvahs properly in one interpretation. So he says, and what? So what? So we're going to learn from their actions. They're going to have a bad influence on us. He says, don't tell me that it's because of arvos, that actually it's kashin kisapachas, because we suffer for their aveiros, because gerim are not bechlal arvos, right? They weren't there. Oh, that's Rashi Shita. So if you hold Rashi Gerim are not Bechlal Arvos, again, not everybody agrees, but that's Rashi's view. So then it should turn out that Rabbi Tzarfati couldn't be Motzi this Ger in the event that he is not Chayv anymore, because you need Arvos for Yatza Motzi. So what's the solution? So the solution presumably would be should go and be motzi him first. In other words, not go to shul, not hear Kriyas Megillah B'tzibur, just be motzi him in his house. That would be fine, because then you don't need yatsa motzi, then it's just shomei kona, no problem. The problem with that theory is, but then he would lose out on B'tzibur. So Tzarfati wondered. So first of all, he wondered, so who do we paskin like, right? Do we paskin like Rukiv Eger, Dagom Rivava? This is an afkamina. He said he asked for Reshefta. Reshefta didn't want to be Machria. As we said, it's already a steer in the Mishnah Berurah. So he wanted to know, could I be motzi him with having in mind not to be yotze? As I'll first go to his house, I'll have kavana shalo latzeis, but I'll still be motzi him. Do you say that kavana shalolatzeis makes it like nothing, like it's misasek, in which case you couldn't do that, or no? I could have kavana not fulfill my mitzvah, but I could be motzi him because we're both mechuy of bedavar, and then I'll go to shul and be yotze. Or maybe this gets back to the question, could you be mekayim mitzvah bihiduro after you're already yotze? So maybe going to shul and hearing it a second time would still be vayter begadar. Anyway, this it's a very lamdish shaila. And as I said, it has a lot of interesting practical ramifications. So it all comes down to our sugya, as usual. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch, that's the first part of the Shulchan Aruch, talks about Nashim. Then the Shulchan Aruch talks about Ketanim. What's the din by Ketanim and Birkas HaMazon? So it's very interesting. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch over here, he writes that you're chayav to be mechanech a katan in Birkas HaMazon. Right? It's the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Sif base katan chayev midirabanan kidei lechancho. A very strange idea. Why does it say over here that a katan is chayev midirabanan for chinuch? Right? A katan is always chayev in every mitzvah midirabanan for chinuch. Is there something special about here? So it could be that here there's actually a lot of interesting chidushim here, a lot of nafkaminas. For example, without the Gemara having told me this, the Gemara tells me that a katan, at least argues in the Gemara, as we noted before, there's a debate, but at least argues in the Gemara states that a katan could be moti his father if the father's only chayav midrabanan, like he didn't eat kedei sviya, Well, without that halacha, I would have said that maybe he can't be motzi the father because he's not the chlal mitzvos. I might have said that maybe, like we saw in Rashi, the mitzvah of chinuch is only on the father, not on the katan. I would have thought that even if it is a mitzvah on the katan, he doesn't have das, right? The katan doesn't have das, he can't be motzi his father. The reason why katan's bach for mitzvah is he doesn't have das. So how could he be motzi somebody else? Maybe his mitzvah doesn't even have his birkas hamazon doesn't have a shei birkas hamazon. So actually, there are tremendous chidushim here. In other words, usually the idea that a katan has to say bracha midin chinuch, sheik lulav for midin chinuch, sid nesuka midin chinuch, okay, those are pretty pashat. He does it. That doesn't tell us that a katan has a din of the mechuyev midirabanan. It just, he's doing his own thing. Doesn't tell us whether it's a chiyuv on the son or the father. Doesn't tell us whether it could be motzi somebody else. But here, our sif has a tremendous chiddush based off of the Gemara, tremendous chiddush, which we actually have to ask why it's even true, which is that a katan could be motzi a gadol as long as the gadol is in chayp deraisa. So now we have to figure out, is that true? And if so, why it's true? So we know, let's assume for the moment that a gadol is only chayv midaraisa with svia. So, but he's chayv midrabanan with the kezias. So the Gemara says on Daf Chacham Beis that a katan that's a gil chinuch is chayv midrabanan. He couldn't be motzi the father if he's chayv midaraisa, but otherwise he could. So why is it that a chiyuv derabanan can't be motzi a chiyuv deraisa? After all, we don't say that elsewhere. So Rashi answers on Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph Dibur Maschil Ad. He says, "Ahu that katan, I feel the derabanan lo mechayev." Very simple. Actually, we're wrong. You know what? A katan isn't chayv midrabanan. It's a mitzvah on the father. Normally, someone chayv midrabanan could be motzi someone deraisa. V'haraya, if I ate a kezias, I could be motzi you, even though you ate bichtei svia. So why can't a katan do it? Because a katan isn't even chayv midrabanan. It's a mitzvah on the father. Ad kan divrei Rashi. This also seems to be the view of the Ramban. It's quoted by the Ran in Megillah, Vav on the base, Bedap Erif, and the Melchamos in Brachos, that the reason why a katan who's chayv in Megillah mid Rabbanan can't be motzi his father in Priest in Megillah. The father's also chayv mid Rabbanan, says the Ramban, quoted by the Ran. Because ihu, meaning the katan lo mechayev, the mitzvah's kolikar, it's not chayv mitzvahs at all. Now, the Ran himself doesn't like this answer. He actually learns like Tosfos that, this is Tosfos Megillah, Yud Tes on the base, Dimas Rabbi Yehuda, that katan ein mechayev el midrabanan afil b'shar mitzvos. It's different. There's also the view of Tosfos and Brachos, Mem Ches on the base, the Tosfos we mentioned before, that the difference is that a katan isn't chayv at all in mitzvos midaraisa, but at least the Ramban's view is that no, it's because a katan isn't chayv in mitzvos at all. The mitzvah is upon his father. And what's interesting is that this view of the Ramban, even though it's not cited in the Beis Yosef, it's not cited on the page of the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Pei Vav, but the Shaar Tzion brings it down. Shaar Tzion Sif Katan Dalid quotes this Ramban in Milchamos. And he says, we don't paskin like it, but we do take it into account, as we'll see in a moment. So we don't paskin like this Ramban. The Milchamos, by the way, is Brachos, Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Bedap Erif, and the like. So again, what is our classical nafkamina here? Is a katan chayev in mitzvos midrabanan? According to the Ramban, no. Nafgamina, a katan can't be motzi a gadol. Let's say in Mikra Megillah, Ner Chanukah, whatever it is. According to Tosfos, yes, katan can be motzi a gadol as long as the katan is chayav midrabanan and a gadol is chayav midrabanan. Now, the problem is that the Gemara in Daf Chaf is mefurish like Ramban. I mean, against Ramban, mefurish like Tosos, because the Gemara says that a katan can be motzi a gadol as long as the gadol didn't eat kedei sviya. So if you take a look at the Ramban, it's clear he had a different girsa. Clearly had a different girsa. Because you're right. According to our girsa in the Gemara, clearly Tosos is right. Clearly a katan can be motzi a gadol as long as the gadol is in chayv midraban, is in chayv midraisa. Okay, so the Ramban had a different girsa. Now, Tosfos in Brachos Daf Tesvav Medalas to Maschon Rebbe says, let's take a step back. The Ramban proves that his position is right, among other things, because by Megillah, we say that a katan can't be motzi a gadol. Now, according to Tosfos, that's shver, right? Why? Because Tosfos says a katan can be motzi a gadol berkas hamazon, as long as a katan and gadol are both chayv midrabanan. So why can't a katan be motzi a gadol in Megillah? They're both midrabanan. The father's Megillah, the son is derabanan. Is derabanan. Answers Tosfos, Tesvav Med Aleph, that two answers. Answer number one, the chiyuv of Birkas Hamazon b'kizayis b'kibetz isn't a full-fledged dirabanan. The Gemara, after all, says, hey mechmiro al atman b'kizayis b'kibetz. It's not like, sounds like he's saying, like the Chachamim went ahead and were misaking a formal mitzvah dirabanan b'kizayis. No, hey mechmiro al atman. So, well, I assume Tosfos would agree it's ultimately obligatory, but it's a lower level obligation. And therefore, since it's not really a chiyuv gamor, that's when a katan can be motzi a gadol berkas hamazon. But by Megillah, which is a full-fledged takana rabbanan, then no. That's answer one of Tosfos. Answer number two of Tosfos is no. That the reason why it can't be motzi him in Megillah is because in Megillah, the katan is a double derabbanan, the father is a single derabbanan. Why? The katan is a double derabbanan because Megillah itself is derabbanan, and he's only chayav derabbanan because he's a kid. The father is a single derabbanan. But by Birkas Hamazon, it's a single derabbanan b'motzi, a single derabbanan. Why? Because the son ate kedei sviya, so it's a derabbanan alts being a katan, and the father didn't eat kedei sviya, so it's a derabbanan alts not kedei sviya. One derabbanan can be motzi another derabbanan. But a single derabbanan can be motzi double derabbanan. So what's a nafkamina? The nafkamina is by Birkas Hamazon, if the katan ate only a kezias, could he be motzi the father? According to the first answer that we said for Tosfos, yes, because they're both derabbanan. According to the second answer in Tosfos, the answer would be no, because the katan is a double derabbanan, because A, kezias, B, katan. The father is a single derabbanan, just kezias. So if you saw the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah, both quote this debate, these two answers of Tosfos, this machlokas rishonim. How do we paskin? Could the kid be motzi the father if the kid didn't eat b'kedei sviya, the kid only ate a kezias? Sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch that it works, because the Shulchan Aruch simply says that a ben could be mevarich la'aviv as long as the father didn't eat kedei sviya without limitations. But the Mishnah Berurah says, since it's a big machlokas rishonim, you should be machmir. And here's where I told you, here's where the Mishnah Berurah brought in the Ramban Shita. Says, first of all, it's a safek in Tosfos. So it's hard to know how to paskin. And then throw in the Ramban, who says that for sure a katan can't be motzi a gadol. So then that tips the scales. And really only a katan who's full could be motzi. Now, in theory, this would be a nafgamina, let's say. So our minhag is we don't allow ketanim to lead the zimun, as we talked about extensively at the beginning of the parak. But what about, let's say it's his bar mitzvah, should we allow him to lead the zimun? So maybe he's, for deraisa shailas, in we're not confident that he has Cyrus at 13. Yeah, Chazak and Rabba, but we can't be sure. So it's on a derisive level, it's still besafek. So therefore, could we let the kid lead the Zimun? But the answer is we can. Why? Because since anyway, nobody's yotzei the Zimun through listening. Everybody benches on their own. So therefore, it's not really a practical shaila. Now, there's an interesting middle ground. So far, we've presented two extreme positions, if you wish, the Ramban versus Tosfos. And the Rashba Megillah Yud Tesamen Beis, the Maskel V'Haditz Nan, who says, even though the Iker Mitzvah Schinuch is on the father, by a mitzvah de Oraisa, the mitzvah passes to the son as well. And that's an interesting idea, but we won't get into there until so much. Now, what's sort of interesting is that there's a very interesting Beis Yosef's Kasha Mishnah on the Rambam. How does the Rambam paskin? So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Vav Halacha Yud, Hakol Chayavim Ba'achilas Matzah, Filu Nashim Ve'Avadim, and then it says, Katan Shiachol Le'achol Pas, Lechan Chanaisai B'mitzvos, U'machilu Noso, Kizayis Matzah. So the Kesef Mishnah quotes the Ramban, that we said, cited by the Ran in Megillah. He doesn't quote the Mochamos. I'm not sure. I don't think that the Beis Yosef had Mochamos. But anyway, he quotes the Ramban as cited by the Ran, that the chinuch, mitzvah chinuch, is on the father, not on the son. And he says, oh, it sounds that way from the Rambam as well. Because he doesn't say, hakol chayavin, afilu, nashim, v'avadim, v'ktanim. Right? He says that nashim v'avadim are chayavim. And then he adds, the katan machal chanai side b'mitzvos, u'machil anoso matzah. It sounds like katan is different. He's not chayav. It's an obligation on the father. And he's also medayik that way from the lashon of the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Megillah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. But there's a big problem with that, which is if the Rambam holds like the Ramban, then the Rambam should say that a katan could not be motzi the gadol and birkas hamazon, right? But we know the Rambam says that, right? The Rambam, like the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that a katan who ate could be motzi the father if the father didn't eat bichdei sviya. So clearly the Rambam didn't learn like the Ramban. And you might have to actually say a similar point in Rashi, because Rashi also, I think, on Daf Mem Ches sounds like the Ramban, that the mitzvah chinuch is on the father, not on the kid. But in Daf Chaf, he learns like Tosos, that a katan could be mochi the gadol. So B'kitzer, we're basically saying that there are three mahalchen. Tosos is very pashat. He says that, I mean, you have to understand, conceptually, it's actually very hard to understand, but the Geder Advarim is pashat, that the kid is chayav midirabanan. Ramban is very pashat, only the father is chayav in chinuch. The Rambam, if you hold to the Diyuk of the Kesef Mishnah, maybe in the Rambam, has this interesting middle position, not the same as the Rashba's middle position, but a different middle position, that yes, the mitzvah is on the father, not on the kid, but still the kid could be motzi the father on some level. Anyway, that's a very interesting discussion, but I guess not for now. So now let's turn to Simon Kuf Pei Zion. So Kuf Pei Zion is very, very interesting, but we're not going to have much to say about it. It's various diukim in the Nusach of Birkas Hamazon. And since we more or less read from a bencher, we're not going to get too much into the details. So that brings us to Simon Kuf Pei Ches. So Kuf Pei Ches is further diukim, which we're not going to focus too much on either. But I'd like to turn to Sif Vav for a moment, where we have a very, very important and interesting discussion. So this sugya, we did extensively quite recently, the halachos of what happens if you forget Ritzei or Yalo V'Yavo, the bracha of Baruch Shenasan. And since we did that recently, we're not going to go back into the details of this, but we do need to address a very fundamental question over here. There's actually two questions we're going to deal with, and we'll see that these are related to each other. One question is the halacha of Chol HaMoed. What happens if a person forgets to say Yalo V'Yavo on Chol HaMoed? Does he repeat benching? The second question we're going to talk about is Nashim on Yantif. What happens if a woman forgets Yalo V'Yavo on Yantif? Does she repeat benching? What is the answer to these questions? How do they relate to each other? So they both actually come down to the nature of the chiyuv to eat bread on Yantif. Why do you have to eat bread on Yantif? So if we take a look at the Rambam, Hilchos Yantif, Perek Vav, Halacha Tezayin, the Rambam writes as follows. Kishem shemitzvah l'chabed Shabbos ule'anga, kach yamim tovim, shenamar l'kdosh Hashem mechubad, v'chol yamim tovim namar bahen mikra kodesh. So the pasuk in Yeshayahu, which teaches us about kavod and oneg Shabbos, applies to yamim tovim as well, because yamim tovim are mikra kodesh. V'kfar biyarnu hakibud v'ha'oneg v'ha'inug v'hilchos Shabbos. And you want to know about the halachos kavod v'oneg? Look what I said in Hilchos Shabbos. V'chein roi la'adam shelo yisod v'rafay. Good. So then he says in halacha yud zayin, shivas yimei ha'pesach v'shmonus yimei ha'chag, im shar yamim tovim, kulam asurim v'hespeid uv'taynes. So when is there a mitzvah Simchas Yantif? The Rambam is explicit. All 7 days of Pesach, all 8 days of Sukkot. Why? Because it's Aser Behesped Vitainis on all of them. The Chayev Adam Lios Bahen, meaning on all of Yantif, including Chol HaMoed. Sameach Letov Lev, Hu Uvana V'ishtov Neveso V'chol Nilvim Alav. As the pasuk says, "Shenema v'samachta b'chagecha," and he says, even though the Ikar Simcha is referring to Bzar Shlomim, but this also includes non-Shlomim. So the Rambam says explicitly that there's a mitzvah of Simcha all 7 days of Pesach, all 8 days of Sukkot, and then he continues, "Ketzad aktana nosim on klayos." That goes in umigdanos, nashim, you buy them jewelry and clothing, and anashim, eat basar v'yayin, because ein simcha lo b'basar v'yayin. And again, significantly, the Rambam includes basar, even though it's not basar shlamim. Rambam then encourages us to make sure to include those who are needy in our simchas yantif. And then he writes in halacha yates, afal pi shachilu v'shtia b'moados b'chlal mitzvah saseh. Even though eating and drinking on Yantif is included in mitzvah society, which mitzvah? I would think simcha, though again, conceivably, if you're going to be going back to oneg, lo, yeocha v'shosa kol yom kulo, don't overdo it, chatzi l'ashem, chatzi l'achem, so in the morning you should be learning and davening, you have a little kiddush, but basically the morning is devoted to learning, and the afternoon is, that's when you have this nice meal, etc., etc. Good. So what comes out from the Rambam? There's a mitzvah of simcha on Chol HaMoed. Is there a mitzvah of oineg on Chol HaMoed? Not clear. Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe Chol HaMoed isn't Mikrei Kodesh. Now, if so, that would explain why there's no obligation to eat pas on Chol HaMoed. So that's the view of Rabbi Akiva Eger. Krieger is cited here in the Gilyon, but really he develops this idea in the first tshuva, very famous, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and then you have to look at the Hashmatos in the back. You should all read this, Tshuvas Rabbi Akiva Eiger. And he writes that, look at the Rambam we just said, that he says, what's pshat in the Rambam? What's the reason why you have to eat bread on Yantif? It's because not mitzvahs simcha, but mitzvahs oineg, and therefore it's shayach on Yantif, not Chol HaMoed, right? So according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, according to the Rambam, the halacha is very simple. Do you have to eat bread on Chol HaMoed? Answer is no. Why? Because eating bread on Yantif is atz oineg. There's no oneg on Yantif, even though there's simcha on Chol HaMoed. I mean, there's no oneg on Chol HaMoed. Yeah, certainly a nice thing to do, but there's no absolute obligation. And in fact, that is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch writes that if you forget Yaliyav on Chol HaMoed, you don't have to be benching. Why? There's no chiyuv to pass on Chol HaMoed. Another application of this, as we'll see in a moment, is he argues that women are not chayavos in oneg. Shabbos they are, but not on Yantif. We'll talk about why in a moment. And therefore, a woman who forgets Yalav Yavo, even on Yantif, doesn't repeat benching. If, however, we look at the Tosfos HaRash on our sugya, and also, meaning in the seventh parak in the Rush, he quotes from Rabbi Yehuda, that the reason why you have to eat bread on Yantif is not Alts Oneg. It doesn't say Oneg on Yantif, it's Alts Simcha. Shabbos, maybe you have to eat bread Alts Oneg Shabbos. Yantif is a mitzvah simcha. It's the mitzvah simcha that's Machayev Pas. Ooh. So then we have two choices. Either we're going to have to say that Tosfos disagrees with the Rambam. He holds there's no mitzvah simcha on Chol HaMoed, and therefore in Chol HaMoed, if you're Gaya Aliyah, you don't repeat. Or maybe Tosfos would agree to the Rambam and say that if you forget Yalav Yavo on Chol HaMoed, you do have to repeat benching. Does anyone say that? So if you just take a quick look at the Shulchan Aruch, even though the Shulchan Aruch writes, if you forget Yalav Yavo on Chol HaMoed, what's the din? You don't repeat benching. Look at the Vilna Gaon, Sifkat and Tezvav. V'yesh Cholkin on the Shulchan Aruch, meaning to say, if you forget Yalav Yavo on Chol HaMoed, you do repeat benching. Ulchara Nirika Devrayim. I think they're right. I don't think we're paskin like the Shulchan Aruch. I think if you forget Yalav Yavo on Chol HaMoed, you have to repeat. Ukemo Shekasa V'alo V'asimcha Shmaina. Very simple. What does it say? It says, how long is Mitzvah Simchas Yantif? Shmona. All 8 days, it's a Gemara and Sukkah, Mem Beis, Med Beis, there's Simcha, all Shmona. Oh, so if so, what's the din? Very Pashut. Forget. Yalav Yavo Chol HaMoed, after repenting. Now then the Gemara says something that I don't understand at all, so hopefully you could explain this to me. Brings another ayah. The next raya that you have to repeat benching on Chol HaMoed, if you forget benching, if you get Yalav Yavo, that is Rebbe Elazar Omer, Yodalet, Zudos, Vechule. You know, Rebbe Elazar says that on the holiday of Sukkot, you have to eat 14 meals in the Sukkah. He even says if you missed one, there's Tashlumin on the Shmini Atzeres. So clearly, you have to eat bread on Chol HaMoed. Great. It's a great raya, except we don't pass like Rebbe Elazar. We pass like the Chachamim. We pass you don't have to eat bread. So how in the world does the Gra think we have a raya from Rebbe Elazar? How could that be? That's a great raya. Rebbe Elazar for sure would say, if you forgot Yalav Yavo, repeat benching on Chol HaMoed. We don't pass like Rebbe Elazar. Did you understand?
Maybe he'll just like
argue him with Rebbe Elazar because it's not a din in the sukkah, but you have to do it inside. In other words, let's say it was raining. I don't know. So maybe someone could tell me what's the pshat in this Vilna Gaon. At the end of the day, the Vilna Gaon does conclude Aveinu Mochrach. These rayos aren't Mochrach, but Lemaisa does sound like the guy thinks you repeat benching. I know Chavis go to Mincha, but that's the kasha. So we're not finished. We'll get back to Simon Kuf Bechesser. A lot of other interesting things we need to discuss next time. Yemir Tzoshem. For now, I'll leave you off with that question on the Vilna Gaon, unless someone has an answer now. But if you guys have to go to
I wouldn't say I have an answer, but I have maybe something. Maybe this is similar to the Gros saying that eating matzah all 7 days of Pesach is a mitzvah kiyumis, even though it's not a kiyum.
Maybe. First of all, everybody would agree, you're correct, that there's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah all 7 days of sukkahs. And in the case of sukkah, unlike matzah, you even make a bracha.
Yeah.
However, just that l'chayra is not enough to be mechayv repeating benching.
Yeah, I didn't say that was...
And even if it is, how does he bring a raya from Rabbi Elazar? In other words, I understand if you ask me, how could you justify the shita of the demand to repeat benching of Gaya Alvelo, it's very easy for me to justify. And I understand the Gra's first raya, because if the Gra's raya is, if you hold that achilas pas is medin simcha, and you also hold, like the Rambam, that there's a mitzvah simcha on Chol HaMoed, then yes, 1 + 1 = 2. You're chayiv to eat bread on Chol HaMoed. I have no problem with this shita. That I understand. I just don't know. I want to understand is raya, right? That's my kasha. It's not, I don't have a kasha in the shita segra. My kasha is the raya the gra. Raya does he mean to bring by citing Rebbe Elazar? So that's the hara.
Yeah, no, I'm saying the achilas matzah kiyumis it doesn't have anybody in the Gemara who says so at all to that you have to do it.
Great, right? But how does he bring a raya from Rebbe Elazar if you don't pass on like Rebbe Elazar? The Gra thinks that the fact that Rebbe Elazar holds you eat 14 meals is a raya that, according to us who don't pass on like Rebbe Elazar, you still have to do it, right? So that's what I don't understand.
All right, I didn't claim it was a riot. I thought it was maybe related to his seeing that there's a
tequila.
Okay. By the way, scriptures only refers to Yom Tov as Mikra Kodesh, but you know, and looking if you look in Parsha Samor, Vayom Harishon Mikra Kodesh, Vayom Hashmini Mikra Kodesh, for Sukkos.
Okay.
The rest of Yom Tov is Chag. I mean, the rest of Pesach is Chag.
You're asking a kasha on the Rambam. How did the Rambam know that there is... No, that's great, because there's only Oneg on the first day and the last day. That's perfect. In other words, that's what Kivyeger is assuming.
Yeah.
Kivyeger is assuming that the Chi of Lechol Pas is not Midin Simcha, it's Midin Oneg, and that's why it only applies to Yom Tov. And that's why you don't have to repeat benching if on Chol HaMoed if you forget Yalav Yavo. That's exactly his point. Yeah. Exactly what you said.
Yeah, I know. I'm just pointing out the term Mikra Kodesh in the Torah only refers to Yom Tov, not to Chol HaMoed.
That's good. That's exactly what we're assuming.
Yeah.
And that's why we're saying that if you think that the Chiv of Pas is Alt Oneg, then it only applies on Yom Tov, not on Chol HaMoed. The only question is, if you assume that it's Alts Simcha, then maybe it would be different. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
My other chavrus ended early today. That's why I was able to turn in the last 15 minutes.
Okay, great.
Okay, thank you.